Hey, the results are in. What's the best place in the world to live? Well, before I give away the tiara, a little background. The UN Human Development Index has released its annual habitability rankings for 175 nations around the world, plus Hong Kong and the Palestinian territories. The rankings are based on life expectancy, education levels, and per capita gross domestic product. Think of the categories as the swimsuit, congeniality, and talent competition for the crown. For example, when it comes to how much people make per capita, GDP, Luxembourg came in number one, the average haul, 60 grand. The U.S. was number two in that category, the average, $42,000. As for life expectancy, Japan leads the world, 82.3 years, while the U.S. tied for 26th place at 77.9. The countries at the bottom of the overall rankings were predominantly in sub-Saharan Africa. Life expectancy in Zambia, 40 and a half years. So, what country is number one overall, the best place to live? Not the U.S. We're number 12, down from number 8. Now, if you follow this thing, every year, Norway always win. They're like the Yankees of this thing. They've won 6 years in a row. But the envelope, please. And the winner is Iceland. Yeah, who knew? Iceland is the best country ever. The country that gave us Bjork and Sigur Rós. The island nation of 300,000 between the Greenland Sea and the North Atlantic is slightly smaller than Kentucky, but it's on top of the world today. Joining us now to talk more about Iceland are travel experts Charlie Leoka and Karen Cummings, writers for Tripso.com. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, Charlie, should we just pack up and move to Iceland? Where would we live?
Well, you don't have much of a choice. You're going to probably be living in their capital city of Reykjavik, and that's where about 80% of the people live in that region. You've just got to imagine that Iceland is about the size of Ohio, or Kentucky, as you said, mm-hmm. and I think something like 60 or 70% of the people all live in their main city, which is down in the southwestern quadrant of the island. The rest of the island's just about uninhabitable.
And with only 300,000 people in the entire country, Karen, it's a pretty small, isolated place. How homogeneous is the population?
Well, they were settled by the Vikings in 800, I think, and they have stayed pretty much a pure population. In fact, they brought over horses in the 900s, and they also brought over sheep. And so the things, when you think of Iceland, you think of the Icelandic ponies, you think of the beautiful, for the most part, people who are blonde, blue-eyed, and sort of a pure people because they haven't had, as like in the U.S. where there's so much mixture. And then the wool from their Icelandic sheep is famous for the Icelandic sweaters.
And Charlie, I have to imagine that you probably know your neighbors if it's that small and everybody's in Reykjavik.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting that you know all your neighbors. And the other neat thing about it is that, you know, one of the kind of funny things is that, you know, we went in and someone told us that the telephone books were all listed by first name and not by last name because everybody's someone's daughter or someone's son. And so we looked in the phone book and I couldn't believe it. It is actually listed by first name. So, you know, it's really a unique place. And when people asked me once, would I like to live there? I said, I don't know. You look at something like the average temperature on the 4th of July, I think is something like 55 degrees. So you go, okay, you know, you've got this good standard of living and you've got a good medical system and you've got thermal energy. You don't have to use oil. You know, they use thermal energy from underground to do all their heating and also to make electricity and so on. And you've got some good points, but, you know, it's, you don't have Miami or anything there. It's definitely
gotcha.
A different world.
Charlie, Iceland is supposed to be a super productive place at all as well. What seems to be the main source of business, the main economy?
I think the main economy right now is it's, the fishing industry is still mm-hmm. really, really big. And then they've got a developing service industry. They've done a great job of putting themselves between Europe and North America. And so they've got a lot of they're able to work with, you know, people on both sides of the Atlantic because they're kind of right in the middle. If you look at a polar map, they're almost on right on the straight line from New York going to London, let's say. you're going to be go almost right over Iceland every time. So they've done a real good job of in that area, and in high tech, they're also doing a lot of work. So and right now, big, big industry is construction. Man, everywhere you go, they're building a new road or putting up a new apartment building.
That's because everybody's moving there because it's the best country ever. Charlie Leoka and Karen Cummings from Tripso.com. Thanks for all the info.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
Stick around. More to come from the Bryant Park Project.